glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app, the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Big Willie 105.5. River Network is the app. Download that, then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. And then for Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie 105.5, you will hear great country music again, but you can hear the encore presentations. We like to call it encore presentation as opposed to a repeat, because encore sounds a lot classier because, you know, French. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Big Willie 105.5 in the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download that River Network app. The hateful media regarding Trump, you heard about 3.5 minutes or so of audio of how they were lying to you. I mean, the media, so many people in the media hate Trump. It's unbelievable. And certainly locally as well. You've got the publisher of these failed newspapers, billionaire Bob, Wheeling's bungling billionaire. If you know anything about the Pittsburgh Pirates, you'll understand why the hashtag nutting sucks is getting to be so, so popular these days. Anyway, so there were three stories in his failed newspapers that really speak volumes about how much this guy, billionaire Bob, hates Donald Trump. It's really quite pathetic. The first one and the most disturbing one. In fact, I'll say the most disturbing one for last. But anytime anything connected with Trump, billionaire Bob has to have a really negative, horrible story about it because he hates him that much. Because the people who hate Trump really hate you. Trump has said this, and he just said, look, I'm just standing in their way. And I believe him. And an awful lot of our people believe him as well. So billionaire Bob, Wheeling's bungling billionaire, is going after Trump in three different ways. I guess this is an editorial. The Trump family crypto business. You might be wondering, what the hell's that all about? President Trump likes flying close to the sun regarding his family business, and the flight is closer than ever in his second term. Is no one advising Trump that his family's crypto plans are inviting trouble? Trump said last month that he'll host a dinner with the top 220 holders of his Trump meme coin at his D.C. area golf club on May 22nd. Step right up and invest in the Trump crypto enterprise for a chance to rub elbows with the leader of the free world. President Trump says all of this is above board, but it nevertheless raises the appearance of a conflict of interest in selling access. Well, that's billionaire Bob saying that. Anything to throw shade. I'm trying to use the right Urban Dictionary technology so I can sound like a hep cat. Is it throwing shade? Is that what it's called? Throwing shade? Raising questions about Trump's legitimacy, raising questions about his ethics. Any excuse that billionaire Bob can think of to do that, he does. And now it's the Trump family crypto business, which, by the way, nobody in the Valley gives a rat's ass about. Nobody. What we care about is lower prices, better trade agreements, better gas prices, none of these supply chain shortages. That's all we care about. A better life for ourselves and our kids, getting rid of all the illegals. And billionaire Bob, he can't criticize any of that because he knows that's popular. So now he's going after the Trump family crypto business. The Trump administration is trying to get rid of millions of illegals, many of whom are criminals who have done terrible, terrible things. The Supreme Court says, well, no, you can't get rid of them. Each one needs due process to gum up the court system for the next 1,000 years. The judges are in on this. The judges are in on all of this. The justices in the Supreme Court, it's unbelievable. Trump family crypto business. Any excuse to hate Trump, that's billionaire Bob. Next, an early endorsement. Trump has endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy to be the Republican candidate for governor in Ohio. Good for him. Good for him. It's going to be light years better than Mutilation Mike, the rhino, Republican in name only, who gave us that Amy Acton, Dr. Amy, who loves Obama and who helped to destroy our lives with a pandemic. And Mutilation Mike, I call him Mutilation Mike because he is all in favor of the transgender agenda for children, chopping them up, sterilizing them, mutilating them for, and putting them on drugs for life. That's Mutilation Mike DeWine. So I'm glad that Trump jumped into this early and said Vivek Ramaswamy is the guy. Doesn't matter who DeWine picks or endorses or anything else. Oh, how about Jim Trussell? How about that? How about shutting up? But because Trump did this, billionaire Bob has another editorial, an early endorsement. Ohio Republicans may have jumped the gun a bit with the endorsement of Vivek Ramaswamy for governor a year before the 2026 primary election. The move comes despite members of the state central committee not even knowing yet who might enter the race. Lieutenant Governor Jim Trussell says he is considering a bid for governor, and that's DeWine's boy, by the way. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has already made his intentions clear. Why the rush? We don't know, of course. The meeting during which the decision was made happened behind closed doors. All of those decisions are made behind closed doors, but they want you to think somehow Trump, and this is really nefarious. But just ahead of that meeting, Donald Trump Jr. leaned on committee members. I understand that early endorsements aren't the norm, but these are not ordinary times, he wrote. We have a country to save. Laura Trump weighed in as well. She called in to open the committee's meetings and reminded members that the GOP's motto is unite, unite, unite. Other candidates may now feel frozen out of the process. That is a shame, as surely Ramaswamy and the others have a right to a vigorous primary campaign filled with important debate and discussion about Ohio's future. This would not have happened had Trump not endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy. Billionaire Bob, any excuse, and billionaire Bob loves the rhinos. He loves the Republicans in name only. They parade around as if they are Republicans, but we know what they really are. So here's another one. Hashtag nutting sucks. And this is the most disturbing. And this is from the Associated Press, which, again, billionaire Bob was more than happy to do. The disgraced former head of the FBI, James Comey, has done everything in his power, everything to abuse his power, to bring down General Mike Flynn, to bring down Donald Trump, to push the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax and the Mueller investigation and everything else. This is a horrid, horrid human being. So a few days ago, he posted on, I think, Instagram, that he was walking on a beach and he saw some shells and they spelled out 8647. The 86, the current president, you know, to kill him. And then when people saw what this James Comey did, they were appalled. It's like, you're saying you think the president should be assassinated. You're the former head of the FBI. And Comey said, oh, I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't know that's what 86 was. Oh, I'm just innocent, naive, you know, James Comey. So the newspaper, billionaire Bob's failed newspapers, the Wheeling Unintelligencer, runs this story with this headline. Now, mind you, we're talking about the head of the former head of the FBI having a post that essentially says to assassinate Trump. 86-47. 86, when you 86 someone, you get rid of them. 47, Trump is the 47th president of the United States. It was spelled out in little shells. And James Comey is going, oh, I didn't know that. I was just, you know, I just wanted, they were pretty shells. That's all that was. So the Unintelligencer publishes this story, and I swear to you, I'm not making it up when I tell you what, I'm going to tell you what the headline is. Again, we're talking about the former head of the FBI calling for the assassination of President Trump and doing it with a meme using shells on a beach. 86-47. The headline in billionaire Bob's failed newspaper is this. The old slang term 86 probably started as restaurant worker jargon. Suddenly it's in the news. Yeah, nothing to see here. No big deal. No big deal. Let me read you just some of this from the Associated Press, which used to be legit, and now it's just gone so woke and so leftist, it's like it's a joke. So, of course, that's why billionaire Bob is publishing it. So here's the story. And again, we're talking about the former head of the FBI calling for the assassination of the president of the United States. The slang term at the center of the political brouhaha swirling around former FBI Director James Comey is an old one, likely originating as food service industry jargon before extending to other contexts. Some of that spread has given rise to accusations from Republicans that it was meant as a threat to President Donald Trump. That's their first paragraph. A brouhaha, a political brouhaha, likely originated as a food service industry. And it's those Republicans who are saying it was meant as a threat. That's the first paragraph in billionaire Bob's useless failed newspaper. Second graph. In a since deleted Instagram post, Comey wrote, cool shell formation on my beach walk to accompany a photo of shells displayed in the shapes of 86-47. He said in a follow-up post that he took it only as a political message since Trump is the 47th president and 86-something can be to get rid of it, like a rowdy patron at a bar or something that's no longer wanted. Yeah, that's what it must be. I'm sure that's all it was. He said in a follow-up post, political message, okay, fine. But Trump and other Republicans took it more ominously. Mind you, only Republicans, they're saying here. They say Comey, with whom Trump has had a contentious relationship, was advocating violence against the Republican president, given that the slang term has, at times, been used as a way to mean someone's killing. It probably started in restaurants nearly a century ago. And they're writing about the slang term 86 and going on and on about that, as opposed to the former head of the FBI calling for the president's assassination. That's billionaire Bob. That's why the hashtag nutting sucks is so popular. And not just among Pirates fans, the dwindling Pirates fans. It's unbelievable. The old slang term 86 probably started as a restaurant worker jargon. Suddenly it's in the news. Can you imagine if this had been about Biden? 86-46. You think billionaire Bob would have had this kind of story? Yeah, me neither. Me neither. Okay, we're coming up toward the news here. I've got lots and lots of really interesting stuff to talk with you about. If you want to join in, the phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri 3 days a week on Big Willie 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then repeats of the show on Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network. In fact, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network all 5 days. First 3 days live, second 2 days encore. But Big Willie 105.5, our new home here, live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays only, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then music, country music, Thursdays and Fridays. So we got you covered all different ways. Download that River Network app and click River Talk. And also 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. I love that. I could play that all morning. In fact, I may have to, the way things are going here. All right, River Network, do that. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You can also see me on the Facebook live stream right now, the Big Willie 105.5 studio.